Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them, too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
So now it is time for intellectual property news. We're going to do a little bit of a departure. We're not actually going to talk about patents, trademarks, or copyrights. We're going to talk about an intellectual property court. This is a timely topic because we're kind of talking about maturity. And we have John here, who's a great example of someone who just keeps on going. Well, there's another person in the court system who also keeps on going. Her name is Judge Newman, and she has been a judge in this court, this intellectual property court, for over 50 years. And she's 97 years old, which is amazing. And everyone who interacts with her says that she's sharp as a tack. She's still able to write good judicial opinions. She understands the law. Yet, the chief judge of the court, for some reason, believes that she should be retired, right? That's Chief Justice Moore. They can't fire her because she's been appointed for life,
right?
And it creates kind of an interesting debate. If somebody's capable, should they be allowed to continue, or should we let other people take her spot? How do we do that?
So I just want to say this came from IP Watchdog, and this article was written by Judge Paul Mitchell. He's retired. But there's a quote at the beginning of the article, and it says, "To be sure, the public needs to be protected from incapable judges, whatever their age. But absent a search for truth in a trial-like proceeding, how can one determine either the chief's motivations or Judge Newman's competence?" So it's kind of like one person gets to decide, you know, it's time for you to retire. Sorry.
She's undergone competency tests and she's passed them. Anyway, I personally, I guess I have to take the position, since I'm probably closer to her age bracket than my teenage years, that we should really focus on ability and competence. And as our population ages, people are becoming more and more capable and competent, and we shouldn't necessarily be drawing arbitrary lines. But I wanted to turn this over to the panel and see what your opinions are. Neil?
I work in the aging field every day, you know, and help tons of older Americans. And I think you should never kind of force somebody out of a position, because I think a lot of times people find purpose and meaning. And I think you'll correlate that with life expectancy. You know, if you have somebody who's doing work that they like and they're thriving in at the age of 97, and you suddenly remove them from that, you know, you really create a psychological devastation in the person. So I think if they're competent and doing a good job, sure, let them keep working. And then I think the second thing that we need to ensure as a society is that as we have a rapidly aging population, we need to ensure a lot of growth in our economy so that younger and middle-aged people still feel like, hey, I can be a judge one day and I can have these CEO positions that these companies open up, and the person is just going to keep the position forever. So I think by ensuring growth, you also create new opportunities for the generations behind them.
That's a really good point.
So, Emin, what are your thoughts on this topic?
I think that absolutely, if people can still do the job, if they've taken the competency test, this is not a my opinion versus your opinion. Like, let's look at the test, let's look at the data. And if it comes down to I just don't think that they should be up there without any evidence, that is not a good place to be. That is really a slippery slope. If she's put up there for life, she really should be up there for life. And that's the way that it's been, unless you want to change that law. And that's a whole nother conversation to have.
So it is kind of a political issue for judges. John?
Well, that's exactly what I would say. And I'm in Canada. Obviously, you're in the United States, but we watch you guys very closely.
Who gets to decide? That's the question. Who gets to decide when you're no longer useful to society and you should be put out to pasture, to put it bluntly? And in this case, one person decided but the Constitution says otherwise.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.